representative of Switzerland. You have the floor.
Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, President. Allow me, first of all, to congratulate you on your appointment as president of our preparatory committee and of the Sixth Review Conference, and rest assured you have our full support. The forthcoming Sixth Review Conference for the CCW will give us an opportunity to reflect on the challenges to international humanitarian law by the use of certain conventional weapons and the possibility of the use of new technologies in warfaring. The preparatory work and the conference itself will both be very brief. And given this, we will have to tackle the issues and related matters with efficacy, and we will have to take further all our own considerations during the five-year cycle to come after the, as relates to the convention. Perhaps I might go into some detail. The first important issue for the review conference will be its universalization and universalization of the protocols too. We know that since the fifth review conference, things have not progressed and that there is much less to do. The former review conferences have adopted a plan of action for universalization, and the coming review conference could do the same. Relating to the substantive matters, the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems must be at the very center of our attention. We must, of course, await the outcome of the work of the GGE before we determine with precision the work that the conference will have to undertake. In any case, the conference will have to take on board the main conclusions and the other issues of consensus as a result of the final report, and that on that basis it will have to decide on the way forward. The mandate of the work on laws will be fundamental, whatever the case. After 8 years of work in this issue, it'll be essential and imperative that this work is sufficiently ambitious, allowing us to move towards negotiation of an instrument relating to this type of weapon. The review conference will, of course, also have to work on the implementation of the various conventions relating to the conference. This will relate to Protocol 5, but other protocols too, notably number 3. Switzerland believes that it's important to have a discussion on incendiary weapons, particularly in the light of concerns relating to the use of such weapons. The conference will have to consider whether Protocol 3 appropriately protects civilians and combatants of the serious damage caused by this form of weapon, and whether there will have to be more close follow-up during the five-year period to come. The conference will also have to reflect on the issues which will have to be better integrated within its work. In this context, we remain concerned by the fact that the convention has not been able to respond to the humanitarian considerations posed by the use of MOTAPAM. Switzerland believes that the conference is the appropriate forum to consider the humanitarian consequences of the use of such weapons. The final point I wish to raise is that the review conference is an appropriate consideration to consider the developments in science and technology and how this relates to conventional weapons, and how these matters can and ought to be dealt with within the framework of our convention. Many proposals have been made relating to an appropriate follow-up to scientific and other developments, something which would allow the high contracting parties to regularly develop and assess the technological developments and their impact on the convention and its protocols. It is important to consider them with the utmost seriousness. Thank you very much.